Do you have faith in your town's policeman? Do you have faith that when you have a green light, all the drivers facing a red won't come barreling into you? Do you have faith in God? What does it mean, anyway, faith? In a moment, we'll find out. Welcome to the Voice of Prophecy. This is Lonnie Melashenko. Join us today as we search for ways to make this a better world and prepare for the world to come.
Hello, everyone. This is Kenneth Richards. All this week, you have a free gift coming, a brand new copy of the Morris Venden Classic Volume, To Know God, A Five-Day Plan. Just write to the Voice of Prophecy, Box 55, Los Angeles, 90053, and we'll mail a copy to your home. Right now, let's join Lonnie for today's unique message entitled, Sending Pastor Lonnie Your Life Savings.
Your friend Lonnie Melashenko's favorite ice cream is probably a toss-up between macadamia nut and butter pecan. Favorite sports? Well, racquetball and ice hockey would be a close tie. I guess my two favorite names are Jesus and Genie. And if you ask me what my favorite word is, I imagine I would say grace. But there's another word that goes with grace, and that word, equally important, is faith. In fact, those two words are forever linked together in our Ephesians chapter 2 passage that's become the Voice of Prophecy hallmark scripture text. Verses 8 and 9 go like this. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. That's from the New King James Version, which I'm peeking into, by the way, using a hotel room Gideon Bible here on a trip to Seattle. But did you notice those two important words, saved by grace through faith? We're certainly saved by grace, friend, but also by having faith, whatever that means, having faith in the giver of that grace. If we were simply saved by grace, period, grace meaning undeserved favor, then you see the whole human race would be swept into heaven. Every single sinner would be saved. Hitler, David Koresh, Son of Sam killers, the Oklahoma City bombers. If heaven's grace was all that was required, why, you could pick up this entire planet's population and transport them all to paradise in one fell swoop. Is that going to happen? Well, friend, the Bible gives us an emphatic no. In fact, Jesus himself said in Matthew 7, 13, and 14, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. There are many, many verses in the Bible that talk about those who will be lost. Friend, grace does save, but it only saves those who have faith. Okay, then, what is faith? Many of you listeners who are regular Bible students think right away of Hebrews 11:1, which basically says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Believing in something you haven't seen, that's faith. But friend, do you mind if I give you a very short, workable, one-word answer? Kind of a thesaurus definition? Here it is. Trust. If you have faith in someone, you trust that person. Faith equals trust. Trust equals faith. That's it. For 65 years, our Voice of Prophecy Sunday program closed with a poem that ended by saying, "Have faith, dear friend, in God." That's suggesting, very simply, trust in God. You can place your trust in God. Let me ask you a question right now. Do you trust me? Do you have faith in Lonnie Melashenko? Let me put it this way. If I asked you to, would you write out a check for $1,000 and send it to me, or $10,000, or your life savings? Well, especially if you're a first-time listener, I know what your answer ought to be. Are you nuts, Mr. Melashenko? I don't even know you. I'm not sending you 50 cents. And you know something? I respect that. Because trust comes when you know someone. That's a crucial point we're going to keep our eye on. There are people, by the way, who have sent $1,000 to the Voice of Prophecy. Not to me, personally, but they've indicated that they want us to use their funds as a means of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I guess that they at least trusted me, Lonnie Melashenko, enough to believe that I wouldn't take their money and fly off to Tahiti with it. They had faith or trust in the voice of prophecy because they'd taken the time to get to know this ministry. So let's look at Ephesians again. For by grace you have been saved through faith. You see, we're saved by God's grace, which we receive by having faith in God, by placing our trust in God, by believing that what God says, He does, by being willing to surrender ourselves to Him as we discussed yesterday. Now listen, friend, if you don't trust someone, you won't surrender 50 cents of your bank account to that person, let alone surrendering yourself to that person. Grace is a useless gift unless we believe totally and unconditionally in the giver of that gift. Where does this take us, then? Monday, I shared with you that there was one thing that we could do to participate in this process of salvation. Do you remember? We can place ourselves in places where we can hear that gospel message. Now we come to the real point of our greatest participation. Here it is. We can participate by getting to know God, the giver of grace, the provider of salvation. We won't trust God unless we know Him. It's as simple as that. It works that way in our friendships, in our marriages, in all of our relationships. And this is one area where our participation, friend, is vital. We have a part to play in getting to know God and His Son, Jesus Christ. How important is this? According to the word of Jesus, it's a matter of life and death. Mark down these words from the book of John, chapter 17. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Now here is one of the most wonderful truths in the whole Bible. Christians who know God can know that they have eternal life. They can be assured of it. Let's read those first 10 words again. And this is eternal life, that they may know you. This always leads to another favorite Melashenko verse found in the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 11 through 13. I think this one is underlined in every Bible I've ever owned. Listen to this. These things I've written to you, Lonnie, who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Did you notice? You and I, if we believe in, have faith in, the name of the Son of God, we can know that we have eternal life. No doubts, no fears, no bewilderment, or crossing our fingers, or like I was when a little child, laying awake at night, wondering if I was going to get to go to heaven. Friend, you don't have to worry anymore. In fact, you can turn off your radio 3 minutes from now and when this program ends, and know that because of grace, and because you have faith, or trust in the God who gives us that grace, you are saved. Now how? You simply acknowledge that you need Jesus. You're a sinner who knows there's something better and you want it. You admit you're helpless. You tell God that you're willing to surrender, not things, but yourself. You're willing to give Him you. And then you accept the fact that you are saved. You're saved right now because God promises it. And then what? You are now a Christian. You are saved. Guaranteed. But here's a big question. What about tomorrow? Are you still saved tomorrow? What do you do tomorrow? Now listen to me, friend, because this is important. Tomorrow you can know that you're still saved as long as you continue to stay in that faith relationship with Jesus. As long as you continue to trust. Remember, faith and trust are synonyms here in the Voice of Prophecy. You can be assured today of salvation, tomorrow of salvation, every day of salvation. I'm going to say just a brief closing word about a topic even many Christians end up debating with real passion. Is it true that once you enter into that faith relationship and are saved, that you'll always be saved? Once you trust in Jesus, could you ever stop trusting in Him? I'm going to quickly share my humble opinion on that topic, and it's one born out of my personal pastoral experiences. I've seen people who trusted in Jesus Christ with all of their hearts. They'd given their lives to the Lord lock, stock, and barrel. They'd surrendered all. Their lives were completely transformed from a bum on Skid Row to an absolutely beautiful saint. And then I'd met them 5 years later, and discovered with a stab of sorrow that now they didn't have a faith relationship. What they'd given to God, they'd now taken back. They didn't trust in Jesus Christ any longer for salvation. Now, are they still saved? According to the clear word of God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. They are not saved any longer. They're no longer believing. And that's why I would feel that stab of heartache. Take a look sometime at Hebrews 10:26. You know, we've known couples who loved and trusted each other and then a few years later made a decision not to love and trust each other. We all have, haven't we? And we've wept over it. You can read some very plain stories in the Word of God where Bible champions like King David departed from their precious trust relationship with God. David walked away from his friendship, his communion with God, in order to indulge in the scandal of adultery and murder. And how did he pray later? Restore to me, he prayed, the joy of your salvation. He begged God to give him again the assurance of salvation. You can read it for yourself in Psalm chapter 51. So, friend, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe in what's sometimes loosely called once saved, always saved. God never forces us to stay where we don't want to stay. However, I like how my friend Morris Vinden claims that he believes in once saved, almost always saved. Tomorrow we'll find out what good news that can really be.
Thank you, Lonnie. Friend, just a reminder that we do indeed have a complimentary copy of the Morris Vinden book, To Know God, A 5-Day Plan, for every single listener who writes us this week. Here's our address, The Voice of Prophecy, Box 55, Los Angeles, 90053. The name of the free gift book is To Know God. Our Canadian address, Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-872-0055. That number again, 1-800-872-0055. And please remember to include the call letters of this station. Lonnie?
Thanks, Ken. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the best offer you'll ever hear over the radio. Our title, This Offer, Void Everywhere. I hope you'll join us. By the way, friend, do remember that even though our gift book is free all of this week, we certainly are ministry supported by our listener friends. Lonnie Melashenko reminding you that it's always true. God loves you.
The preacher talks with the president once a month. So what does this preacher do with his access to power? Does he push for the legislation to finally get this country back on the right track? Does he berate the president for his failures, for his departures from the policy recommendations of the Christian Coalition? The preacher in this case is Bill Hybels, pastor of Willow Creek Community Church. And he does, in fact, meet regularly with Bill Clinton, president of the United States. And believe it or not, their conversations are not about politics. They are about a man's connection with God. They're about personal salvation and personal obedience. How often do you think of the President of the United States as a man who needs your prayers, as a person who needs forgiveness and grace, just like you do? How often do you ask God to save him, to secure his place in heaven? How often in your jokes about the President and his wife, or your indignant comments about Whitewater, or your expressions of outraged disagreement with some presidential appointment, how often in those moments do you remember that Bill Clinton is a man who needs God's grace, the church's prayers, and your love? For the Voice of Prophecy and the Seventh-day Adventist Church, this is John McLarty.